So, Achim Yekorim, let me share with you some additional thoughts. It's Erev Shvi'i Shel Pesach. What is the essence of Shvi'i Shel Pesach? The only Yom Tov that has Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Achron is Pesach. We do not find that in other Yomim Tovim. Well, Sukkos we have Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. But the Gemara says Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmai. It's a Yom Tov into itself. It's no longer Sukkos, but Shvi'i Shel Pesach is Pesach. So why is it that Pesach has a Yom Tov in the beginning and another Yom Tov in the end? This clearly says that on one hand, Shvi'i Shel Pesach is a continuation. It's still Chag HaMatzos, Zman Cheiruseinu. It's the same Yom Tov, but it also stands apart. It's a Yom Tov the first day and Yom Tov the last day. So on one hand, Kriyas Yom Tov is part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the other hand, it's a separate stage. There's a fascinating vikuach and halacha between the Mogen Avraham and against the Mogen Avraham, Rebbe Kivegen Lechsem Sofer. Simen Samach Zayin Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim. So Simen Samach Zayin is the simen in which we learn the mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every morning and every evening. And where are we mekayim the mitzvah? Kriya Shema, Parsha Gimel Shel Kriya Shema, v'Birchoy Seho. And that's why the Gemara says, Sofak Omer Emes V'Yatzav, Sofak Lo Yoma Emes V'Yatzav, Choyze V'Yoymer. Comes the Mugan of Roma, Simas Samach Zayin, and he argues, this halucha is only relevant before we had the minute to say Shira Seyam every morning. But after we say, Az Yush Yomayshe Shira Seyam every morning in Davening, in Psuka Nizimra, this halucha no longer applies because we were already yaitza schiras yitzias mitzayim with shiras ayam. Rabbi Kiva Igan, the spot quotes his son-in-law, the Chassam Sofer, and they argue no. Tzorach lahaski yitzias mitzayim. Kriyas Yom Tov is a stage, a different stage that comes after yitzias mitzayim. So you're not yaitza with kriyas yam tov with shiras ayam, the mitzvah of schiras yitzias mitzayim. Every morning and every evening. And that's a fascinating argument. The Mishnah Berurah brings both opinions in Simen Samach Zayin. So obviously, this does prove that on one hand, Kriyas Yom Tov is part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's the opinion of the Mogen Avraham, they're one. But on the other hand, the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Akiva argue they're not the same. They already left Mitzrayim before Kriyas Yom Tov. So why is this? So what is the Pnimius and what is our understanding? What is the essence of Kriyas Yom Tov and why does it stand apart? So even after Yisrael was Zeicha, to see the Eser Makos, the 10 plagues that were magnificent miracles, miraculous events, that had no natural explanation. They still didn't achieve Shleimus in Amunah and in Betochim till they were Zeicha to Kriyas Yom Tov. And the Al-Sheikh stresses this point. Al-Sheikh Ratoyra Parshas Ra'ei, and I'm quoting the Al-Sheikh, Yoyim HaShvi'i Shel Kriyas Yom Tov, Bo Hushba Kiddushes Hu Amunah Shleimah B'Kol HaOlam. We see that up to the last moment, before Kriyas Yom Tov, they were standing by the sea. V'hinei Mitzrayim Nosei Achrayim. And once again, they pile up against Moshe and they say, why did you take us out of Eretz Mitzrayim to kill us in the desert? And it's amazing. There was Zeicha to see Eser Makos. Bizas Mitzrayim B'yodom. Such miraculous events. But they still couldn't achieve Shleimus in Amunah till Kriyas Yom Tov. Rasu shifhu aliyam mashal aroi yecheskel v'kol hanaviyim. It is only the relation of Kriyas Yom Tov that brought them to Shleimus in Amunah and in Betochen. And this is very obvious in Tehillim. If you ever realized, Perek Kuf Hei in Tehillim has 45 psukim. We say the first 15 psukim every day in the morning, and psukim is Zimra. In Hoidu, just up to Posek Tesvav. First 15 psukim is a brief mention of the Oves HaKdoshim, Chasdei Avos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarding, saving us through the ages. Al tigu v'mshichai uv'nevei al toreyu. That is the last pasuk we quote every morning in Haidu. And from there on, it's the story of Golas Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pasuk tezayin v'yikarov al ha'oretz kol matalechem shovav. Sholach lefneim ish le'eved nimke Yosef. Briefly telling the story of Golas Mitzrayim and briefly mentioning each and every one of the Eser Makris. Up to Kriyas Yamsuf. In Perikufa Antilam, there is no mention of Kriyas Yamsuf. Only Aser Samakris, up to Makas Bechoris, V'yoytzi Amoy Besosoin, V'rinu Es Bechirov, V'yitten Lehem Arzes Goyim, Ba'avu Yishmeru Chukov. No mention of Kriyas Yamsuf. That waits till Kaposa, kill Perek Kuvav in Tehillim. And Perek Kuvav in Tehillim. It's a very powerful complaint against Klal Yisrael. Avoseinu b'Mitzrayim lo hiskilu nifloisecho. Lo yizochru esoriv chasodecho v'yamru al yam b'yamsu. There were mamrim even standing by the yam b'yamsuf. It is only then that the psukim and Tehillim say, "V'yoshiem leman shemayit, roidias gvurosoi, v'yiga b'yamsu v'yecharav v'yolichem v'tohoi mois kamidbor, v'yoshiem yad soinei, v'yagolam yad oyev, v'yechasim mayim tzureyem echad mehem loinoisa." And only then, v'yaminu b'dvorov yoshiru tihilosoi. And it is then that they said, "Shiras Hayam." So we're standing Erev Shvi Yisro Pesach. So Shvi Yisro Pesach is all about Kriyas Yamsuf. It is all about Shleimus Huemuno. It is the climax of Chag HaMatzos. In my shul, Shvi Yisro Pesach by night, Chatzos Laila, we all get together, hundreds of people get together. And I say a short Dvar Torah, and we drink L'chaim, and then the entire crowd together says Shiras Hayam, Posig by Posig. And after saying Shiras Hayam, we dance and dance and dance for a lengthy period, singing the praise and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm going to miss this year. The shul is locked. Each of us is at home with his immediate family and no one else. But still, let us try to use our imagination that we're standing at Hayam. And it is only by Kriyas Yamsuf that Klal Yisrael achieved the Shleimus in Emuna, in Betochen, in Dveikus, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a time to be Mischazik in Emuna. This crisis of the coronavirus is a test to our Emuna, to our Betochen, our Dveikus, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time we suffer and bleed, it tests our emunah, naturally. So many people have perished. So many families are mourning the loved ones that they lost. And so many more are in hospitals suffering and paining. And the families are so worried. And we daven for them with all our hearts. But this is really a test to our Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our Betochen. And this is something that needs Chizuk. Shvi Yisro Pesach, one could say, is the Chag of Emuno. Because it is only by Kriyas Yamsa that we really achieve the Shleimus in Amun and Betochen. And I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I say, Rabbi Nishalayim, you performed unbelievable miracles. Esa Makos. But Bnei Yisrael didn't rise to the real heights of Emunah and Betochen. It is only by Kriyas Yamsuf when they achieved that goal. Why is that? Obviously, when we are terrified, when we're afraid, we cannot achieve Shleimus in the Vegas, in Emunah, in Betochen. This is not something we can achieve when we live in terror. So as long as Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, yes, they saw amazing revelations. They saw Eser Makos. But they were still living in terror, afraid of the Egyptians, and even standing at the sea. V'hinei Mitzrayim noseya achareyem. As long as they're in fright and in terror, they cannot achieve shleimus and emunah b'tocharan and veikus. It is only when v'yechasim mayim tzoreyem echod mehem lo yinoiso, and they really were free, no longer in fright, no longer living in the shadow of terror. It is only then the aminu bidvarav yashiroti elosai sorabayin shaladim, take this away. As long as we are afraid, we will not achieve shleimus in the veikus emunah v'betochen. It cannot be. So Rabbeinu Shalom, take this away. Take away this terror. Take away this pachad. Take away this emas moves. Bring an end to it. And then be'ezras Hashem, we will once again be able v'aminu b'dvorav yoshiru tihilosai. So let us daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shviya Shel Pesach. We're standing Erev Shviya Shel Pesach. He should once again ki ha-meitzeis chemi-yeretz Mitzrayim ar-enu niflois. But it should be nisim and niflois in the nature of Kriyas Yam Suf, when they finally were free, free from pachad, free from terror, and then they sang the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbeinu Shel Olam, ki ha-meitzeis chemi-yeretz Mitzrayim ar-enu niflois, niflois like Kriyas Yam Suf. Take away this pachad, take away this plague, take away this mageifa, and let us come close to you. Let us sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Az Yoshe Moshe, uvenei Esoras Ashiru Azayis Lashem, v'yaminu b'dvorov, Yoshiru Tihilasai. We should all be zaycha in this beautiful, magnificent day of Shviya Shel Pesach, when we remember the nes of Kriyas Yam Suf, which was the climax and the shleimus of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We should once again be zeicher to nisim and aflois. Benisan nigalu, benisan asin lagol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Moshiach tzidkenu b'mheiro v'yomeinu. Amen. A good Yom Tov to all of you.